Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
We're back. Yep. 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, chief economist with the Parthenon Group. Richard, tell us how we can find you and your company online.
Easiest way to do it is Parthenon.com, www.parthenon.com. We're a management consulting company that does strategy research for firms across the board, private equity firms, industrial firms, consumer goods, services, education. We've been in business for 20 years based in Boston, with offices globally, Mumbai, London, San Francisco.
How about Greece? And, you got an office in Greece?
No, in spite of our name as being Parthenon, we do not have a big presence in Greece.
What's wrong with that picture, Richard?
Or what's right with that picture?
Well, exactly. Maybe these days that's a good idea. Hey, Richard, let's bring the discussion back to the United States.
Yep.
I just had a survey, just reported on a survey the previous hour, the Tatum survey. And all the arrows, they go back 30 days and forward 60 days. All the arrows were straight up green for this particular report. Now, they haven't been that way all year. This is the first one we've had like that. What are you seeing out there?
I hate to do this to you, but I think a lot of this hinges on the outcome in Europe. I think there's a 60-40 probability it's going to work out the way I think, with some kind of a healthy compromise, which would which would take a huge element of risk, which is inhibiting businesses from hiring and investing, and play out very positively for the economy. So when I look at the economy for 2012, I see businesses sitting on a mountain of cash, mm-hmm. which could easily be put to use hiring and investing once the confidence is returning that another financial disaster is not around the corner. I see people looking at the housing market where prices are better than they have ever been in our lifetimes. But they're struggling to get financing because banks are worried about prices going down. So there's a lot of risk aversion in the economy right now. I think once that begins to get addressed and ameliorated, we'll start to see all the lubrication come back. People will buy houses, businesses will spend, will invest, will hire, and the economy will be picking up very, very happily.
So you're saying that the U.S. economy, that we're not so much worried about the U.S. economy anymore. We're not happy about things, but we're not wringing our hands over the U.S. economy anymore. That it's ready to go, but part of where we're going to go and how far fast we're going to go is going to depend on what happens in Europe.
That's exactly correct. So I think there are very positive fundamentals, you know, that I've talked about, meaning that all asset values, house prices, stock prices, very undervalued, presenting huge upside opportunity, mm-hmm. cash positions, businesses are sitting on piles, the likes of which we haven't
trillions.
Seen in decades.
Trillions. I've never seen anything like this.
No. So you know, we've got lots of dry powder. It's just waiting for somebody to light a match. Europe is preventing that from happening. Should that be resolved in a favorable way, which, again, I think is more likely than not, I think growth will steadily improve. We'll take this lackluster 1.5% to 2% growth we've experienced for the past year up mm-hmm. to something like 2.5% or 3%.
Do you think how much of the damming up of this investing hiring pressure, how much of that do you think is also being contributed to by government policies and politics I'm predicting that after the election next year, regardless of which way it goes, and I mean either way, I'm predicting the dam will break. Even regardless of who gets elected president, what do you think?
Well, I think the big uncertainty element continues to be Europe, but I think you're absolutely right. Domestic policy uncertainty is still huge. I recently did a survey for the National Association of Business Economics. When asked to identify the major risk factors on the horizon, uncertain policy was number one.
Yeah.
We don't know here, mm-hmm. as of January 1st, if there's going to be a payroll tax cut, if there's going to be a spend mm-hmm. on unemployment insurance benefits.
Who can run a tax cut? How do we do business planning with that kind of uncertainty?
It's not good.
Yeah.
And a lot of the business contacts I talk to, Jim, you know, we talk to a lot in the consulting business, have exactly the mentality you just described. You know, it's too uncertain out there. The election will clarify a lot of this.
Right.
The right thing to do is wait.
Yep. Exactly. And politicians playing their games, you know, folks, this is why I say if we don't get, if we don't find some way to minimize the political class in America, you know, they are really creating problems for us. We got to figure out how to fix that. Richard, thank you again for being here. Always a pleasure. Great job. We always appreciate your wisdom and your perspectives.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen, 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust and the chief economist at the Parthenon Group. And Parthenon.com, by the way, is their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.